Hi, this is Ted Nguyen. I'm at the Orange County Public Relations Society of America. The Diversity Committee has put on a great event on blogging, and I've got two of the organizers here, mommy and daddy bloggers. So I'm going to have Marcy talk to us first. Marcy Perez. Marcy, tell me about this event and why have something on blogging and diversity.
Well, Ted, as you know, the Diversity Committee, which we're happy you're a supporter of, we've been doing this, we've been around as a committee for almost a decade, and this is our sixth annual conference. So we are doing a blogging panel. We wanted to switch it up this time. Normally our themes are themes that support any topics on diversity and all sorts of things that relate to public relations and marketing. Mm-hmm. But this year we wanted to attract something that would really get the dialogue going. And we know everything is all about bloggers right now. So we wanted to bring the topics of diversity and multiculturalism to bloggers, especially with the mommy bloggers and daddy bloggers out there. Mm-hmm. But also take it to, you know, how are they diverse and how are they communicating mm-hmm. with their own respective followers and mm-hmm. fans and things like that?
Because right. I know in today's communications world, in today's changing world with technology, it's really targeted and segmented. So how does blogging fit into the overall public relations communications equation? And how do public relations professionals and marketing pros learn from bloggers and can blog themselves?
But you know, Ted, it's a whole new ballgame out there in terms of for PR and communication professionals like ours. There's so much. The good thing is there's so many communication venues out there now. The bad thing is also that there are so many communication venues out there. So we really have to target our message, target our audience, and the mommy and daddy bloggers are a really great audience for communication professionals to deliver our message. Mm-hmm. And they're very powerful. Mm-hmm. I mean, 2008 campaign, President Obama met with one of the mom bloggers, mm-hmm. blogger.com. I mean, right. for the first time on that level, that shows you the influence and power of this market.
Mm-hmm. Now, as PR professionals, you know, what are some of the tips that you hope to gain from this panel discussion on blogging so that you can get started on blogging?
Well, you know what? I think with the mommy and daddy bloggers or this panel, and also not just mom and daddy, but how to market to women, how to communicate your message to women, target women, there's going to be do's and don'ts, what not to do, how to approach how to approach these bloggers, how to approach this market.
I think it's also going to be important as well to learn things about, well, what happens now? Bloggers are here, we all know that, but what happens in the future mm-hmm. and how are they going to continue to impact our communications right. and marketing programs?
Right. So it's really about being engaged with that conversation with them
right.
So that we can really share our messages and be part of the community and making it better, isn't it?
Right, right. Okay. That's why, well, you know, you mentioned community. That's why we asked Corinne Ramos to be our fabulous moderator today, because she has a very strong presence here in Orange County mm-hmm. and she's very plugged into the diverse and multicultural communities mm-hmm. that make up Orange County.
Right.
And so having someone like Corinne is really going to be impactful.
Right.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah. And Orange County's changed so rapidly just over the past decade. We're talking about demographic shifts, huge changes. So it's not the typical OC that we see on television, but a really diverse community. And I know that, Corinne, you're part of that diversity. Where do you think diversity is going to go in Orange County?
Well, I think it's here.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. To me, you know, diversity, Marcy was saying about the diversity committee, we have focused a lot in the past about on different highlighting and featuring different racial groups, different cultural groups and things like that. But diversity is also about, it's about inclusion mm-hmm. of these different markets and audiences and things like that. So the women market, the senior market, the LGBT market, mm-hmm. those audiences, it's all part of the diversity.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I know that you've got to go in there and be the moderator. And so I'm looking forward to the panel
well,
discussion.
Thank you.
So thank you very much. For talking to us.
All
right.
That was sorry about that.
No, that was great. Thank you so much. We'll let you get to your program. Oh.
Chapter of PRSA. I am Katie Coates-Avis and I'm the president of our chapter.